Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, where's Mary Lou?
I don't know.
I don't either. I was expecting to hear her on the call. Don't tell me I'm here again. How are you, Anita?
Hey.
Good morning. Somebody else just came on. How was your Halloween?
Well, we didn't have very many kids, and I remembered, or I thought I remembered seeing some candy floating around in the freezer from years ago, so I went down and dug in the freezer, and actually there was a little bag of the little butterscotch candies and stuff, so I dug those up and handed them out.
Oh, that's funny.
I had a bag left. I got a bag in the freezer. So.
Oh, that's hysterical.
But I got tickled. There were a few little kids that had, like, the grocery plastic bags, and then toward the end, almost eight, I had four older, you know, like middle school age kids, and they had pillowcases.
Oh, yeah, that's what my kids used to. Well, the big kids take those, yeah.
Yeah.
The little kids drag them on the ground, so the big kids take them.
Right.
Yeah. We have none again, and my husband is in a deep depression. He said, if I had known this is how the neighborhood's going to be, that they don't support Halloween, I wouldn't have moved here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, hello. I'm glad you're here. Go for it.
Good morning. I've got all these different clocks in my house, and my computer says it's 7:01, so I apologize. I guess I'm a minute late. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Hi, Oneida.
Oneida.
Good morning. Okay, I heard Oneida. Heard Nancy. Who was this last one?
Linda Brown.
Hey, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Oh, great. Good to hear you on the call. Nancy and Oneida from... Oneida, you're from Kansas?
Right.
Hey, I'm getting so good at this. Nancy's from Ohio. Who else is here with us this morning?
You can write my name down.
Hey, good morning, Monty. Good to hear you.
Good morning.
And Monty's got a little bit of information here for me to send off to all of you. And I'm going to wait until after the call, because otherwise you'll all be reading it. But he's got me sending you some stuff he wants to go over tomorrow with you. So anyway, you got your call all planned for tomorrow morning.
Is that like homework that we have to do for tomorrow?
No, you can just wait and open it tomorrow morning. But I'm going to send it after we get off the call. Otherwise, I'm going to forget when my next 300 emails come in or something. No, it's not that bad. Good morning.
You got the recipes I sent you last week, right?
I did, and I passed them on, didn't I? Did I pass them on, you guys?
I haven't opened email recently, so I don't know.
Okay, I think I did because Monty replied to me on one of them.
You got it.
He can't send me just a regular email. He has to reply to everything because because otherwise it doesn't get here. We don't know why. So, anyway, good morning. Who else is here with us this morning?
This is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Dottie, is celebration over?
Huh?
Are the celebrations over? My grandson's favorite baseball team won the series.
I know. The celebration is over, but my sister's here until Monday.
Okay.
So, yeah, we just came back from church, and I said, I'm going for my walk.
Oh, and there's another Catholic lady. Okay. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome. I didn't know myself. My father-in-law goes to church. He knows all the days to go, so
okay.
When they're here, I go a lot.
Okay. Good. Good to hear you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have the rest of you pipe in and tell me where you're from, but I'm going to get this statement before I forget it. The purpose of this, you have joined the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and the purpose of the Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted, and the people you hear today are a part of a study pilot group that is actively applying both principles found in the China study by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. The China study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, and there were 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are a guest. We only ask if you find this helpful and see benefit in anything you learn that you'll pass this number on and the time to others. But because we have a big mission here, we need to get the word allowing us that time to, or allowing us into your home, Officer Carr, at this time. So good morning, everybody. And I have been here on part of the morning. So I'm not going to say I've been here all the time, but I've been here, and I've been on mute a good share of the time. I'm really trying to get a lot of stuff done. The exciting weekend times too right now. So okay, on the call this morning, we've got a lot of people that are actively doing this, and we've got Anita from Kansas, Nancy from Cleveland, Linda Brown from Washington, Monty from Washington, and Dottie from Massachusetts. Anybody else want to tell us that you're here?
Mary Jane from Oregon.
Hey, good morning, Mary Jane.
Hi.
Okay, I did not get that. Please, I heard a man's voice. Could you tell me?
Barrington from Little Rock, Washington.
Oh, hi, Dan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear you.
And this is Darlene from California.
Okay, great, Darlene. From California. Okay. Do we have any guests on the call? Because I would like to know if we've got any guests that are on the call, because if you are, this whole call is for you. And if we have a guest listening in, we really, really, really want to answer your questions, because if we don't know you're there, you can never tell where this call might go.
This is Veronica from Toronto.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good. You're fairly new to the program, right?
Yes.
But it seemed to me, aren't you the lady that has been really vegetarian for a long time?
Yes.
Okay. Good. And you actually just, remind me, was that the, now you've cut out the dairy as well?
Cut out, yes, the dairy and more of the fat in the oils and...
Okay. Okay, good. So you're plant-based.
Yes, I'm getting closer to be totally plant-based.
Okay.
A lot of nuts and stuff, so, you know, I'm even decreasing some of the nuts that I ate.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Okay. Do you have any questions?
None at this time.
Okay, good. How about anybody else? Does anybody else have any questions or concerns? Okay. Tried a new recipe the other day out of the McDougal Quick and Easy Cookbook, and it's absolutely delicious, but next time I probably will use my dried beans. But you know what I love about these recipes in here is that if you've got your cupboards filled, you can just grab her cookbook and cook up just absolutely delicious meals in a hurry. And I think it was called, I'm trying to find it. I'll probably have to type out the recipe and send it to you. Southwest 4 Bean Chili. Oh, my goodness. Tastes a lot like that Char's tortilla soup. Can you guys hear me okay? I hear there's a lot of beep beeps on the call.
I can hear you.
Okay. You know, I need to know if I'm coming through too loud, too, because I tend to do that. I need to move my headset where don't sound like I'm yelling at everybody. So. Anyway, this recipe takes 10 minutes to prepare and cooks in 5 minutes, and it is absolutely, absolutely delicious. So I will send that out to you, but you guys all know that I like things that are Mexican. You know, I like this Southwest for being chili. Anybody else have any recipes that they've tried lately that were absolutely delicious that they would like to tell us about? And
do you know
what all that beeping is?
Don't know. Mary Lou, I did send you that international stew one and said I hadn't tried Italian. I did try it here a couple of days ago, and it's that way, too.
Okay.
What was it? I'm sorry. There were so many beeps there.
There still are some. I just said I tried that international stew with the Italian tomatoes, and it was delicious that way, too.
Okay. Okay. Is this... Are these recipes you're getting out of the...
The Quick and Easy McDougal Cookbook, yeah.
Okay. Oh, there hasn't been one recipe that I have tried that I didn't like. Every single one of these recipes has been very, very, very good. So, as we try them, we'll send them on down to you guys. I don't think everybody needs to go out and get the book, although I think a good share of these recipes you can find right on their website. Monty sent us that nice link and where all those recipes were, and then I think I sent out the directions to you guys because I had a couple of people that weren't on the call say, okay, now how do I find them? And so I even sent out the directions on that. Thank you. That beeping has stopped. I hope you guys are still there.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And the other thing is, Monty, the thing I'm going to send you that Monty wants to go over, we got our McDougal newsletter, and I was looking, and Mary McDougal has her Thanksgiving holiday planning all on here, and absolutely amazing. She has her menu on there, and then she also, I love this, she's got her shopping list, and she has the list of fresh ingredients, and then she even says, this is what you can do a week ahead, this is what you do 3 days ahead, this is what you do 2 days ahead, and 1 day ahead. Do you think that would be helpful to anybody?
Yes.
Wow. So then she says what to do on Thanksgiving afternoon. And anyway, of course, it sounds absolutely delicious, holiday stuffed pumpkin. So I don't know if you get the McDougal newsletter, but if you don't, I'll send you this link as well. Creamy pumpkin soup and your salad and stuffed pumpkin and potatoes and gravy and yum, yum, yum. Whole bunch of stuff. I'll send it off. So what else is new, gang?
Mary Lou, there was something on, I think it was CBS this morning as I was getting dressed about, and I did not catch the whole thing, about the obesity in children here and in England. And the bottom line, it seemed to be at the end about the importance of eating slowly and even stopping every however many minutes to let the food go in so that your brain is going to start to register that you've eaten something.
Oh.
So many of us exhale our food in 5 minutes, we're finished with dinner, and we have no idea what we've eaten, or we just keep eating because we don't know that we're not hungry anymore.
Yeah. I remember an old saying I used to, in one of my very expensive programs, that it takes 20, and I think we've all heard this time and time again, it really takes 20 minutes for your brain to register that
mm-hmm.
you are full.
Right.
Yeah, this is not something new. It's over 5,000-year-old way of eating, and one of the things that first specified is be mindful what you eat and just eat in silence and chew everything into the water before you swallow it down. So you don't need to eat a whole lot. You can eat about a quarter of what you eat, but if you chew thoroughly, you get all the nutrients you ever needed. So.
Okay. Be mindful of what you're eating. Chew it till it's liquefied. And did you say quietly? No.
Well, yeah, and so, I mean, rather than be sitting in front of the TV because you're not registering.
Oh, right,
That's
right.
What I mean by just focus is I'm eating and I'm eating, you know. They don't say keep your mouth shut while you have food in your mouth. That makes sense because, you know, when you open your mouth, you release all the nutrients that actually chew if you go deeper into it. And there's always a, you know, I remember this, you know, you need to chew because your stomach doesn't have teeth. I forget, this is teaching many children all the time, you know, there's a saying, you know, you have to chew your food because your stomach doesn't have teeth. So that will just ingrain in you. So that's remind you to chew your food. So you shouldn't have any problem with stomach issues or gastric issues because your stomach got undigested stuff.
Right, and I know as we get older, too, Wei's got small children, but as we get older, too, we have less of those digestive juices, and so that's another reason that it's so important to chew. So it's easier on our body to digest that food.
And don't drink while you're eating, because that dilutes the juices.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, and,
I heard that about your stomach doesn't have teeth. That's good. Kids will get a bang out of that one.
Yeah, that is a very good saying. Chew your food. Your stomach doesn't have teeth. Very good.
Monica, actually, the digestion for carbohydrates begins in our mouth. So that's why it's very important to chew, especially our carbohydrates, because that's where the enzyme starts to break it down.
Okay.
Just the carbs in the mouth, the other ones do not start there?
No.
Really?
Okay.
Ideally, chew everything so you don't just imagine chunk of food trying to go down your stomach, have a big thing, and they're trying to digest the big stuff rather than just, you know, have an easy on it. So.
Yeah. Of course, most of us are eating mostly all carbs now, so carbohydrates, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, we just want to be sure to chew it. And you know, this eating quietly or not eating in front of the television, and I don't know how everybody managed to get into eating, sitting down eating and eating so fast. It must just be because everybody's lifestyle has gotten so fast. But you know, the old days, the Ozzie and Harriet days, everybody sat down together, and that was, you know, time to visit with each other. So my husband and I, you know, we've got a set of TV trays somebody bought us many, many years ago, and I use them as little serving tables when I have guests for dinner, because we just don't do TV trays. We do sit down and enjoy our meals together. So
you're old-fashioned, Mary Lou. People don't do that anymore.
Well, probably.
At McDonald's and eat it in the car on the way home.
Right.
The basics of our life, you know, eating and sleeping and walking, just the three basic things we forget.
Absolutely, and they are so very, very important, and that's our advanced lifestyle program, isn't it? Getting great sleep, let's talk about that, because I think we've got more people on this call than have actually spoken up, so we might have some guests here. We have a lot of people on this call that haven't spoken up. So why don't we go over those key points of what would be our perfect advanced lifestyle day, you guys. I mentioned getting a great night's sleep on our Kenko or Nikon sleep system. And good night's sleep is very, very important. If we don't get a good night's sleep, it taxes our immune system up to 60%, and one bad night's sleep. And we notice the effects of that, like, right away. Our husbands or our mate will notice the effects of it immediately upon our waking. But a great night's sleep is so, so important. And we're going into the cold season, the flu season, the MRSA. The MRSA is just scaring me. It's just moving all across this country, and so we need to remember to keep our immune system strong. Another thing that's really bad, and I'm gonna give you guys a chance to give some of these other points, but immune system. One, we just finished this Halloween thing, giving away all that candy. Nothing attacks our immune system faster, I don't think, than sugar. Would you agree?
Yes.
Absolutely. That is just so... that is so hard on our system. So we want to be able to educate people on how to stay healthy and how to get a strong immune system. Bruce will probably be doing a call Saturday. You guys are all going to want to be on, so watch your emails. She's going to probably be doing a call all about this and our fabulous nutritionals and how to keep strong immune systems. And not only that, how to build a strong Nikon business with Nikon's nutritionals. So, okay. We want to get a good night's sleep. So we talk about our 10-point day. And
so
one
three.
Yep.
Yeah, the meals will cover 5 points, three main meals, and two snacks. So the main meal you can replace them with shakes in between if you wish those want to lose weight. But mainly those give you your 5 points of meals.
Okay. Okay, great point there, Wade. 5 of those 10 points come just from our meals, our healthy snacks and our healthy meals. Who wants to give us another point? Did I hear Monty say water?
Good Pymag water.
Okay. How much?
As more than you need.
More than you think you need, anyway.
A minimum of 8 to 10 glasses, or half of your weight in ounces.
Okay.
That's an incentive to lose weight.
That's a big benefit to lose weight.
That's true.
Absolutely. Okay, so there are 5, 6, 7 points. We want a perfect 10-day. What are some of the other points?
Nutrition.
Okay, Nancy said nutritionals. Do you have some recommended ones, Nancy?
Oh, I take them all.
Okay.
And I just want to, you know, since there are so many people on this call, reiterate what Dave Balzer said to you about the osteodens. Since we all knew that there was no calcium in the osteodens, but the recommendation is to take it with your calcium with a meal in the evening.
Okay, very good. Monty, he replied to you too, didn't he? I don't know if I sent that off to all of you guys, but he replied to both of us. So, and same thing. He said he didn't know where these rumors get going out there. So,
that's kind of how he started. That's how he started it.
Yeah, remember that game when we were kids? You sit at the end of a row and you whisper, and then at the end, I used to think that was the funniest game. Whisper, and then they'd whisper to the person next to him. What do we call that rumor? And by the end, it sounded absolutely nothing like the first person.
That happens with rumors anyway, without whispering.
Yeah. So anyway, good reminder there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there we've got 5 points. We've got 1 for a good night's sleep, 5 for our meals, 1 for water, 1 for our nutritionals. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the nutritionals, but I'll come back to it. Don't forget.
Half an hour walking.
Half an hour walking in our cardio strides, our beautiful, brand new cardio strides that are so comfortable.
What size did you buy, Mary Lou, as far as compared to your normal?
I bought them a half. I think I wear an 8.5 good Nike shoe. But that was what I had found out here in my garage. So that's where I keep my shoes. And so I bought a 9. Now I wish I had gotten a 9.5. And I will get a 9.5. I need an inside pair and an outside pair. And the reason I want the 9.5 is that I want to be able to wear a heavy sock.
Your cardio socks?
Yeah. I want to be able to wear a heavy sock when I go out there and my mag steps.
Right.
But, you know, the weights go in and out of them very easily. You don't have to fight with them like we did the others.
Oh, good.
And they are they're a very, very nice-looking shoe.
How does that size compare to the original cardios that you were wearing?
They're just not even in the same type of a
shoe. No. As far as the size you ordered, what size were the original cardios?
You know, I cannot even remember back then. The big white ones.
Yeah.
I think I bought a 9 in those.
Oh.
But I think I had an 8, an 8.5, and a 9. I mean, I had those white shoes. We had those lifestyle dinners at our house every week, and I had every single size of those shoes so people could try them on.
Mm.
So I really cannot remember. I think I had lots of room in there to move my feet around.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go a full size bigger for a woman anyway, and especially if you have a kind of a wide foot.
It would be helpful for me to know how the sizing to order compares to what people were wearing in the original cardio, because I found a comfortable size there after the first pair I had were too big, and when I went to the second pair, a half a size smaller, it was a huge difference and much better. And so to know if that's the same size I need to order for the new ones would be helpful. So I'm going to...
Sorry, it's like you have a slim feet. Is your feet slim in front?
I wear a B.
The slim?
A B, as in boy. You know, it's not...
I need a 7.5. I'm the same way with you. I wear a 7.5 in the black Ultra and was an 8 in the white one. But the Ultra, which is our last one, which is the black one, I took a half size more. So I probably do a half a size since I don't have big feet in front. So, because you don't want the extra horrible long length.
No.
You only have B. I would just half a size.
I would hope that they're, I think they're probably going to come out with some more sizes because, you know, this was probably just the most common in the, and the, you know, as they get requests for other sizes, I'm sure they'll probably bring in some more because ideally, last time I actually went to, in the black shoe, that was a narrower shoe, and I actually went to a man's in that one, in the smallest man's I could get, which I think was an 8, and this time the smallest man's is a 9. So and that's what my husband bought, and I would swim in those. So I tried his on, and so anyway, I have the 9. They're comfortable. I've got the weights in them, and I can wear them fine. If I want a heavier or sock for, you know, walking out here in the cold and stuff, this winter, I think I'm going to want a little bit, a half a size bigger. So, not a problem. I know I need more than one pair.
I had a lady that wears a women's size 8, but she's got a real wide foot. Mm-hmm. So what we did, we went to a men's 9. Fits her absolutely perfect.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me that again. She wears a what size in a woman's?
8.
Really?
But in order to get the proper, she tried on mine, and they were just a little too big, so we dropped down to a 9 men's, and it fit her absolutely perfect.
Huh. Well, maybe I better put on the heavy socks and go try Larry's on again. I think I
Whatever.
Better.
But, I mean, you know, here again, we're all different, you know.
Yeah,
some people
I have
are
a wide, I always thought I had a wide foot, but where my foot is wide is where my toes are. You know, they really spread out. My toes don't go to a point like everybody else's, and I guess I'm real sensitive there because I used to have those Morton's Neuromas on my toe, under my toes, and they're very, very, very painful, you guys. And it took 25 years to find a doctor that could even find out what they were. I just suffered with those terribly, and right before surgery was introduced to Mag Steps, and holy smokes, within a couple of months they were gone.
Wow.
So that was my introduction to Meekin's products. So, but I don't ever want my toes squeezed because I just remember that excruciating pain I had all those years. And who knows, I might have given those to myself because I used to wear those pointed high heel shoes that I see are coming back. And I look at them and I go, ouch. And, but I used to have them when I was younger and I had them in every color to go with every outfit. So, oh my gosh. Anyway. And our final point is journaling. What are some of the things that we want to journal? Besides, well, what we ate, obviously, and how we felt, right? What we ate and how we felt. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys about these fabulous nutritionals that Meekin has. Oh, my goodness, it's already the bottom of the half hour. I'm going to tell you real quick. I started to get kind of one of those itchy, scratchy throats. Yesterday actually, I got up and went, ooh, and I had calls I had to make, and I thought, oh my, it's probably because I talked so much the day before, and yada, 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 but my throat was really hurting. It started on the right side, then it was on the left side. I took that Kenko Wave that Ruth talks about. Actually, it hurt the night before when I went to bed, and so I put it on my neck and was moving it around and fell asleep, and during the night, turned it off, laid it on the floor, and got it again. I woke up yesterday morning, my throat was so sore. I must have taken Jade Greenzymes, probably a half a tablespoon. I'll bet I took it 6 times yesterday. And listen to me today, and before last evening, my throat did not hurt at all.
Did you increase your immunity at all?
Oh, yeah. Larry tested me on my immunity. I took 4 immunity twice a day. the jade greenzymes, it was almost like I could tell that I was getting better every single time I took that jade greenzymes. And you guys, we forget about how important that is. You know, we're all working really hard to keep our bodies in an alkaline environment, and there is the very, very first, you know, that and our water. But that jade greenzymes, man, that'll increase our alkalinity like, hello, right away. And so I remembered somebody telling me, a nurse telling me that when I first went to this and I was more or less going through a healing crisis, she had said to me, oh, take that jade greenzymes, take a tablespoon at a time and take it 3-4 times a day and help you get through the healing crisis faster. So there's another thing to remember when you're talking to people that you're introducing our technologies to, and if they tend to kind of there is another good point. So
jade greenzymes,
no, I do not. I mix it in water and down the hatch. I've done it under my tongue in a pinch if I've been somewhere, because I carry the little things with me. But if I carry the tubes with me, I've got a bottle of the capsules, which I've not used them. I don't mind. I love the taste. Usually I have it with Siaga, but yesterday I think a couple of the times I mixed my Siaga with it, but the rest of the time it was mainly the jade greenzymes. I have no sore throat, no itchy ears, no cough, no stuffed up head. I don't think I sound stuffed up, and I know it was these jade greenzymes. So everybody get them on their auto ship if you don't already have them. There's a lot of silent people on the call, so jade greenzymes would be a great place to start.
Don't forget the jelly bees.
Oh, you know what? Oh, geez, Monty. Yeah, I got you. Listen, they're sitting right next to me. I was sucking on the jelly bees, too. They don't taste real good, but...
That was Dan.
Oh, it was Dan? Okay, do you suck on the jelly bees or chew them?
I chew them.
Okay. Well, they were here, too. So, but I truly believe the trick, even though I had this sitting on my desk, it was probably a combination of all, but I just believe that I believe so much in the jade greenzymes, and I think, you know, when I was starting to get sick, it was obviously I was in a little acid environment, and probably because I got into a little bit of that Halloween candy, so. Time to end the call. Where is that little thing? I'm human.
One other thing, Mary Lou, prior to ending the call, why don't you go ahead and don't send out the link that I sent to you. Send out the link to the McDougal newsletter. And for those of you on the call, the article that I'd like to discuss with a lot of you and get maybe some of your feedback, and that was the article in the newsletter that says, from Dr. McDougal, if I could be your doctor, I would love to tell you how. That's the one that we're going to discuss a little bit tomorrow.
Why I was late to the call. I was already snooping in there, Monty. So.
Yeah, just go ahead and send the total newsletter, because that way they only get one, and they can go anywhere they want to. But that will be the article that I will be honing in on a little bit tomorrow.
Okay. Great. Okay, you guys, so you'll be getting an email from me today. All right. Do we have any last-minute questions? Okay, I want to thank our active study pilot group for your time commitment to this program, and second, thanks to all our guests for your attendance today. We hope that you found this helpful. If you have any questions or comments, we're going to direct you to the person that invited you to this call, or pipe in again tomorrow, give us your name, where you're from, and we'll be happy to answer your question. Have a wonderful day, and please join us again, and you already know, tomorrow Monty's going to talk to you about what Dr. McDougal would do if he was your doctor. So have a super duper day. Great to have you. Thanks for all of you that participated on the call today. I appreciate you all. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.